This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. Here's your HeartWise host, Dr. James Markham.
Welcome to HeartWise. I'm glad everyone joined us this week. We're going to continue our discussion we started at last time with Brenda Walsh, author of Battered to Bless. She has a website that's brendawalsh.com, and she's one of the leading ministers for God, and she heals by helping people change relationships. And we're learning more and more about our chemistry, that you can change your body's chemistry, lower your blood pressure, lower your chance of having a heart attack or stroke or infections or developing a depression, sleeping better at night, keeping the weight off, all by having relationships, which increases the strength of the prefrontal cortex, our reasoning abilities, and turns down this stress part called the limbic system, which makes adrenaline and cortisol and all these leukotrienes and inflammatory mediators. And Brenda, could you just catch those who might not have heard you last week? Catch us up briefly about what you went through, and then we'll start talking about where God's taking you now.
Sure. Last week I was sharing how I was raised in a Christian home and yet found myself, because of choices, bad choices that I made, in a very violent marriage. And I went from a very naive little girl who was raised with such wonderful Christian parents, but I was so naive and ended up in this violent marriage where I didn't even know, I had never before this, I'd ever even shared a tender kiss with a boyfriend ever. I mean, I was that naive, and to find myself in a marriage where I never knew anything but rape. I had never, every sexual encounter with him was rape. It was not something tender or wonderful. I didn't even know a woman was supposed to have nice feelings at all. And so I went from that horrible, violent marriage where I found myself pleading for my life many times over. I know that God saved my life. Mm-hmm. And yet God, through his miraculous ways, answered my prayers when I pleaded with him to save me and save me and save me. And God did. He saved my life. He used my sister in a very special way to get me out of that horrible marriage, and he led me into a different path. And it was a series of really just learning to trust in Jesus. It was that helped heal my heart, and it was also helping, you know, God really speaking to me and sending the right people in my life to help me learn that positive thinking makes a huge difference in healing, and what God can do if you're willing to turn your life over to him. And so I really just am thankful that to be alive, and thankful that God's given me a ministry that I can serve him.
Yeah.
I can tell you, since my story came out, I've literally heard, my book came out several years ago, and since that happened, I literally have heard from thousands of women around the world.
Wow.
I can't even tell you how many people have told me that book has saved their life. Mm-hmm. There's not a day goes by that I don't hear from somebody that has read the book and either told me that that has saved their life, or it's helped them in their own spiritual walk, or that it's really helped them make a decision to have a better walk with the Lord.
Yeah.
And so that's there's a lot of power in the healing name of Jesus. And I can tell you, anytime you're tempted to tell yourself that you're this horrible, despicable person, you know, God wants to remind us that we are daughters of a king. And he's given me so many opportunities to help others. And I have found, Dr. Markham, that really the best way to help yourself is when you're really helping others. When
Right.
you're thinking about others, it always is such a benefit and a blessing to yourself. I speak at a lot of police organizations. I
mm-hmm.
speak at a lot of battered women's shelters. I speak to a lot of do a lot of seminars against domestic violence, and I travel around the world doing that. I was in Africa not long ago, speaking to 7,000 women and men,
mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that the Queen of Zulu was there on the front row and cried like a baby as I gave my testimony. And she said, please, you must come back and share your story with the people, the women in my country. She said, because there was so much healing and just knowing what God can do. Because the message is, if God can do that for you, He can do that for me. He can do that for us. And really and truly, that is. So I have found that God has led me into so many ways that I never would have been able to help others. He's allowed me the joy and the privilege of helping somebody else escape a life of pain.
Yeah, Brenda, you know, right now there's so many bad relationships out there. And these bad relationships affect our stress chemistry, and these people might have health problems, but if you look back a step or two, the real problem is that relationship. And if you can restore some of these good relationships, I feel a lot of people, they don't speak up, and they don't know where to go for help.
Exactly. Well, part of the reason is that the mind of a battered woman is so beaten down that she mm-hmm. feels like she deserves, I can tell you that every blow I got, I was like, I should have, maybe he was screaming at me because I cooked green beans and he wanted cheese. And I'd be, every blow he was, kicking me in my ribs and banging my head up against the wall and, smashing my face. And I would be thinking, why didn't I fix green beans? I should have known he wanted cheese. I was taking that in myself.
Right.
So people don't realize, that if you don't consciously think you have a better place to be or a way to get out, you sometimes need an advocate to help you know that you can. And I honestly wasn't able mentally to walk out of there. It was God using my sister to pick up the pieces and physically remove me from that bad situation, because I wasn't mentally able to do it. I believed I deserved the worst.
Yeah.
And that's where he had brought me, because many times women that are so abused, it's because the man has such mind control over her that he is, he controls her.
Yeah. And despite everything that you're going to, it sounds like, you were reaching for God. He was reaching for you.
Absolutely. And, God is just so amazing. I have so much to praise him for, so much to thank him for. When I think of how many times that I don't even know how many times that, I was taken out to a shooting range and just shot all around. And just the ringing in your ears from the sound of those gun blasts are so bad that for weeks afterwards, I'd have terrible migraine headaches, and I would have that ringing that would not stop day or night, just in your ears. And most people that went through that should not even, they should have tremendous hearing loss. I think wouldn't you think? And yet after I left and I was living with my mom and dad, and I was having those horrible headaches, and I was having terrible nightmares. I'd wake up the entire house at night just screaming because I was having these terrible nightmares. And I knew, many times I was being raped in the nightmare, or I was chasing because he was chasing me. He was going to kill me. I'd wake up in a total sweat, just sobbing and screaming. My dad would run in there, and I'd wake up the whole house. It was every night. And finally, after about 3 months of this, my dad came in one night, and after checking the house to make sure that it was only a dream, he scooped me up in his arms, and he said, "We are going to rebuke the devil." He says, "I am tired of him taking control." And he lifted me up to our Heavenly Father in prayer and said, "Lord, we rebuke the enemy." And he claimed Bible text, and he said, "I ask that these demons, these nightmares, be taken from her, and that her mind completely be restored and dedicated to you." And from that moment on, I've never had another nightmare.
Wow.
I've never lost another night's sleep because of it. And when I went to have my hearing check, which I was supposed to schedule to go that next week because I'd had such bad, I could hardly hear anymore, and my ringing in my ears, where it had been so bad, my hearing was perfect.
Wow.
It was absolutely perfect, and I have never had ringing in my ears since.
Wow, that's something just to be praised for. Well, we're about ready to go to break right now. We've been talking with Brenda Walsh, who's one of her many books is Battered to Bless, and you can get this book by going to her website at brendawalsh.com. You might want to look at all the many other things she's doing. We're going to talk about that when we come back from break. She's giving us two prescriptions to change our chemistry today. If you're one that's out there that might be in a bad relationship, might not even know it, might not even admit it, she's given us two things so far that will change your chemistry. One, that's that relationship with God that can do mighty things. And the second chemistry chain she's given us in serving others. When serving others, there's something about that that helps our chemistry doing better. After this break, we're going to come back and we're going to learn more from Brenda Walsh and how she's helping people and how she might be able to help you out there if you're going through a similar situation. Stay with us. Our website is heartwiseministries.org. You're listening to Heartwise. We'll be right back.
In his book, The Ultimate Prescription, now available from Tyndale House Publishers, cardiologist Dr. James Markham writes, "I was reading a recent poll of men who were asked who they thought was the most influential male in the world today. Number one on the list was Don Draper, a character on a television series. He's not even a real person. Number two was Usain Bolt, an Olympic athlete who many believe defines the true spirit of competition, and President Barack Obama slipped in as number three. This is just another example of how the media has the power to create an influential character, market him as an ideal to the world, and affect the minds of a large segment of the population. That same media is doing the same thing when it comes to telling us how to build and maintain optimum health." Dr. Markham's book, The Ultimate Prescription, is available from Amazon.com and wherever quality books are sold. To learn more about health from a biblical perspective, visit heartwiseministries.org. I'd like to take a moment to invite you to visit the Heartwise Ministries team on the internet. Stop by heartwiseministries.org and discover for yourself that optimum health is not the result of favorable genes or the right combination of pharmaceuticals. No, optimum health is the result of making the right choices each and every moment of each and every day. If you're like me, you're probably a little confused about what the media and marketing moguls are feeding us. There are a lot of potions, pills, and promises out there. Some work, some don't, and some are downright dangerous. Whom do you believe? Whom do you trust? Board-certified cardiologist Dr. James Markham, founder-director of Heartwise Ministries, says there is a source of information that can be trusted and followed. That's the Bible, God's owner's manual, as he calls it, for us all. The information you find on heartwiseministries.org is information backed by biblical truth. It can be trusted because God can be trusted. So stop by, won't you? That's heartwiseministries.org.
Welcome back to Heartwise. This program is literally heard all over the world, from the United States to Australia to our friends in Guam and the Philippines, and now going over to France and the Bahamas. And we want to thank you for joining in. What we do at Heartwise, we let people know there's a place for modern medicine. I treat modern medicine as a cardiologist. So I mainly treat symptoms. There's a place for that. There's a place for lifestyle, living healthy. But at the top of the healing pyramid is that relationship with God. And that's what Brenda's been talking about today. We're here with Brenda Walsh. She's authored Battered to Blessed, and she's now no longer battered. She's in the blessed stage now. She has a website that reaches the whole world. That's BrendaWalsh.com. We wanted you to go to her website. But more than that, there might be someone out there that's experiencing some of the same problems that Brenda has. Well, I want to tell you that when the mind is being stressed and battered and hurt from whatever thing, whether it be fear or anger or abuse, there's chemical reactions that could damage your body. So if you're someone out there that's undergoing these things, get help. And Brenda, tell us some of the ways that you've been through the battered part. Now you're blessing others. You're serving as a chemical treatment. What are some of the things you're doing now to help change women's chemistry and reaching out to the world and letting them know about God's love?
Well, I'm really blessed to be a part of Three Angels Broadcasting Network. I host and produce a program there that airs every day called Kids Time, where I'm reaching out to children and all over the world. Uh-huh. And I also have many opportunities to witness to women. I travel all over to different countries, and I have seminars, and I really talk about escaping domestic violence and helping women understand that it's not their fault, that no one deserves to get beaten or abused. And you don't even have to have the severity of, you know, some people say, well, I wasn't abused like you were. You know, every one of us goes through our own type of, everyone's life is different. We have different amounts of hurts and pains, and our hearts hurt differently. But it doesn't matter if it's physical abuse or emotional abuse. It's still abuse, and it still affects. Sometimes emotional abuse alone is equally mm-hmm. as bad. Anytime someone convinces you in your mind that you're not worthy to live, that's pretty serious.
Yeah.
And so I have an opportunity to, not just through my books to reach women, but also to speak. And I do women's prayer retreats and women's ministries retreats. And I literally have traveled all over the world and had a chance. And one thing that I know that goes through, all nationalities, it doesn't matter. Pain is pain. Mm-hmm. Dr. Markham, it doesn't matter what nationality right. you are. Our hearts all, hurt the same way. And they also heal the same way.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that God's given me a message of hope, because really and truly, it's just loving them to mm-hmm. Jesus, to share with them that they are worthy. To let them know how much God loves them when they feel like nobody else does. And it's not in any woman's best interest to stay in a marriage where she's being physically beaten down.
Right.
I help a lot of women that, feel like they have no one mm-hmm. To let them know and that they do have someone, because God is never, he's a prayer away, and that there is hope, there is relief, there is light at the end of the tunnel, when so many women, when they're in a desperate situation, can't see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and so many people, when they're in a bad situation, they pick bad coping mechanisms, bad ways to escape, whether it be drugs or alcohol or bad habits. What are some ways that you would recommend if a woman or anyone's in an abusive situation? What are some things that you can do to help them maybe pull through the situation? You've talked about serving God. You've talked about that relationship. You've talked about serving others. But what are some other coping mechanisms and healthy ways that might help someone that's listening out there today?
Well, are you speaking somebody that's
yeah.
out of the situation? And
no,
yet
no,
so,
someone,
they
someone
can't
that's so, someone that's in that situation, wanting to,
that's in
to,
there right
to
now?
Yeah, that's in a bad situation. Well, they're looking for some way to help themselves. They don't know how to cope.
Well, one of the things I do is I ask them to find someone they trust, whether that's mm-hmm. their pastor, whether that's their
right.
their neighbor, whether that's a family member that they trust that they can go to and say, "Look, I need help out of this situation." And go to the person that can be there for you.
Right.
And sometimes it is just a pastor or a pastor's wife or a neighbor, anyone, a best friend, somebody mm-hmm. that you can actually talk to and say, "Get me help." And the other thing, when you are your world is so dark, I have found this to be true, that music and
okay.
Singing praises to
right.
God is always a weapon against discouragement. It is very hard to be depressed when you're listening to uplifting songs about God.
That's right.
And so I know there are times when I was fighting discouragement and the enemy wants to just rub my past in my face and see all my failures and remind me what a horrible person I am. When you put on that music and you are singing, actually singing praises, doesn't matter if you have a good voice or not, you just sing right along those praises to Jesus, and it will lift you out of that. You can't be discouraged when you're singing praises to Jesus. So that's another way to help. Reading your Bible mm-hmm. is a way to help. Spend time with the Lord on your knees, and don't do all the talking.
Right.
Be quiet sometimes and listen. And the more you spend on time with the Lord, the more you'll know His voice. I get people saying that to me all the time. How do I know if God's talking to me? Well, I'll say it's like if you have someone that calls you once or twice a month, you're not going to recognize their voice probably. But if you have someone that calls you every day, the minute you hear
right.
their voice, you're going to say, "Oh,
right.
okay, I know that.
I know you."
And it's very much, yeah, exactly. And so the more time you spend with the Lord, the more you're going to know His voice. And I have been praying recently, too, that God would make me instant to His will, that I not second guess what He says. And so I've had so many wonderful opportunities to reach out and minister to somebody just because I'm willing to listen to that inner voice that the Holy Spirit impressing me to reach out to someone. And the other day I was traveling and sitting next to somebody, and I just felt impressed to talk to the woman. And I just said, "I just wanted to let you know that how much Jesus loves you. And I said, you look like you need a friend, and I wanted to know I'm here for you. And she just looked up. And when she looked up, her eyes all black and blue. She was all, and it was, and I was like, she's in a bad accident or a bad, you know, relationship. And she poured her heart out to me. I was able to pray with her. She was in a terrible relationship. And she had managed to run, but now she was second guessing it. Should she go back? Should she go? And I was right there, right where God placed me at a time to help her and give her the courage she needed to escape that bad situation. And it's amazing. You know, I walked out of there thinking, thank you, Jesus, for putting me at the right place at the right time. And God will do that for all of us.
Yeah.
And when you're reaching out to others and you're helping somebody else, it's hard to be discouraged, too. You know, sometimes your own problems don't seem as bad when you see somebody else's. And just knowing that God used you to help them is such a spiritual high.
Yeah. Brenda, we've got a few minutes left here. What kind of projects are you working on right now that we might tell our listeners about?
Well, I've written several books. As you know, I'm a Christian author and speaker, and I've written several books besides Battered to Bless. I've written a book that's kind of a sequel called Passionate Prayer, and really talks about, it's my own personal answer to prayer stories, my own personal witnessing stories. And I also have a book that I really encourage people when they pray to pray claiming Bible promises, and it's a small little book that to help you to do that. It's called Passionate Prayer Promises. And I'm currently working on a devotional book that is different than a lot of other devotional books, where it's topic driven. Instead of you open the page and you get the devotion, whatever is there for the day, you can look up what you need for that day for your devotion. So it's topic driven. And so I'm busy, hard at work at that. I just released a series of bedtime story books for children, a 5-volume series, and I'm working on the next 5 volumes. It'll be a 10-volume set. And they're just a non-doctrinal character building stories for children. And I really want kids to know, we can't tell kids enough how much Jesus loves them.
That's right.
And we really want to instill his characteristics in them. You know, it's teaching our kids to be honest and to be kind, to be respectful of others, and also to help your kids have good self-esteem. Mm-hmm. I think one of the best gifts we can give our children is help them have a really healthy self-esteem.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what we could do for each one of us. You know, and when we lift each other up, when we affirm each other, when we learn to love each other more and judge each other less, wouldn't this world be a better place?
Absolutely. And we're sort of running out of time today, but at the heart of health is love. And Brenda's been talking about this. Dr. Walsh, the doctor that heals through helping people change their chemistries by developing relationships, learning to love, learning to live. She's going to be part of our ministry at Heartwise Ministries. You'll be able to go to our website soon. She'll write a segment where you can connect with her resources. We know she can't be everywhere, but you can connect with her resources, her books, her other material. When her devotional gets out there, we'll make sure you can get a hold of that. You can go to our website if you want questions, if you have specific things, we'll make sure they get to her. So Brenda, who has this specific ministry, specific talents, can minister to you. And we want to thank you, Brenda, for joining us today on Heartwise.
It's a privilege. Thank you.
Okay, and that's Brenda Walsh. Her website is brendawalsh.com. At the heart of health is love. And Brenda's showing this every day in her ministry. She's going to be part of what we're doing at Heartwise. And we want to remember that there's a place for modern medicine, but that's relationship with God is where true healing actually occurs. Thank you for joining us on Heartwise today. I'm your host, Dr. James Markham, wishing you all the health in the world. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. Heartwise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.